News Year in Review has been brought to you by Cheryl Schumann Electric on KVOE, live and local. KVOE, good morning. It is 8:37. What's in outdoors time on a Friday? Mr. Phil Totten here on the third Friday of every month to enlighten us, encourage us, prompt us to get outside for a better inside. Phil's probably inside right now due to the rainfall, but a little closer to our studios. I believe Phil's coming to us from Payrock here this morning up at Emporia State. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, Ron. I tell you, we're really getting a blessed rain.
Yeah.
Of course, every time I try to get Brent Fazee on a radio show or do something with him, that's why he's got the nickname Rain Cloud. So it comes up, but we're really welcoming this rain, and it's going to really, the earth needs it. But yeah, I'm here at Payrock this morning. I have a fisheries biologist, wildlife and parks fisheries biologist, Mr. Now, I had you confused with Ed by Ben Neely. I said, and he's from K-State. I said, every time I think of him to date me, I think of Ed Neely, the basketball player. And I'm with Trevor Jones, who is also here at Payrock as an outreach assistant instructor working with Daphne Mays. And of course, anybody that's followed the show know we do a whole lot of things here at Payrock to get people, what I say, outside for a better inside. And I wanted to bring this show on and talk about the trout season we have going on. And so when I do something like this, I want to go right to the horse's mouth. So, Ed, what can you tell us about, Ben, what can you tell us about the trout season here going on at Payrock?
So Kansas Wildlife and Parks has supported trout seasons in a lot of smaller community fisheries for many years. Recently, a couple of years ago, we got into a cahoots with the folks at Emporia State here at Payrock. Once this building started going up, increasing the visibility, there's this lake here, King Lake, a 10-acre spot. We wanted to start trying to develop this fishery, try to provide another opportunity for folks here in Emporia and around the area, you know, to have a place to fish during the winter. So we ended up enrolling it in our trout program. Last year, we stocked about 1,000 fish in here, 1,500 fish somewhere in there, and it really was received really well. We had a lot of folks that came and fished. I think we estimated somewhere around 1,500 anglers that came through, you know, taking advantage of this opportunity. Because it was so popular, we were able to do it again this year, a little bit more formalized of a structure this year. We are stocking 1,500 fish. We were scheduled for last year. It was a bit of just kind of scratching around and seeing what we could get. So this year we made the cut. We're going to put 1,500 in throughout the season, and it's providing that opportunity from December 1st to March 31st for folks that want to catch a winter fish.
Ben, can you explain to us just what Kings Lake is now? Is it enrolled in a special program with Wildlife and Parks? Is it private? Can anybody fish it? And with trout, concerned with trout, what does it take to come out here to fish for trout?
Sure. So it is privately owned by Emporia State University. The long and short of it is Kansas Wildlife and Parks leases access. So it's part of our Community Fisheries Assistance Program. Wildlife and Parks pays a modest lease fee, and in return, Emporia State grants access, so it allows people to fish. By doing that, you need a fishing license to fish here. You know, if you don't meet any of the criteria for not needing one, so you need a fishing license to fish here. It's the same as Lion State Lake or Melbourne or anywhere else that you're going to go fish. Now, the difference with the trout permit is if you want to fish for trout, if you want to fish here in general, between December 1st and March 31st, you need a trout permit. So a trout permit you can purchase from the Go Outdoors app. You can purchase it, at a Wildlife and Parks office, these certain retailers, Walmart, Bluestem here in Emporia. So you can buy this permit. It's $14.50 for an adult. It's $7 for a youth. But you have to have that permit in addition to your fishing license to fish at King Lake on between December 1st and March 31st.
When reading up on it, and one thing I wanted to have Brent come down and try to fish for trout, but Brent and I are old. When it comes to cold, rainy days, we know there's better days ahead, so we sort of stay off of it. I read the difference between a type 1 and type 2 bodies of water. Can you explain us just what is the difference between a type 1 place where you can fish for trout and a type 2?
Sure. So a lot of the type 2 waters are legacy waters. So those are ones that are typically been in the program longer. They're bigger waters usually. They have a lot of fishing opportunities outside of the trout. So places where people will go to fish for winter crappie, or they'll try to get on whatever they can. New waters we're moving towards is type 1. So King Lake is a type 1. Any new waters that we go in the future are most likely going to be type 1. Those are lakes that are primarily trout fisheries in the winter. So that's not to say there aren't opportunities for other species, but it is saying that we're managing these for this winter trout angling opportunity, and not so much worried about the other fishing opportunities during the winter. So the type one, that's when it requires that trout permit. Just kind of working on that assumption that this winter trout fishery is what we're dealing with on these waters.
I see. Well, I appreciate you being on the show this morning. I want to hit my man Trevor that's helped us do our Vamose Pescar programs out here. And if you call Payrock, it's most likely you'll be getting hold of Trevor. So he does answer a lot of questions, and he's been at the program here for quite a while. Trevor, how rewarding is it for you to have a job here and do what you do?
So I'm coming up my second year here at Payrock, second trout season in general. I get to work with the general public, answering general questions, talk to them about kind of what we have here, what fish we stock. King Lake's pretty special as where it's managed by the students and partner with KDWP. So we work with a lot of outreach events to inform the public, like, this it can be done by pretty much anyone, everyone within this field. We are a public access lake. And I get the fun and joy of going out there, talking with the anglers, chatting with them, give them where to fish sometimes, and then pretty much just give them general info of why we manage a certain way we do and why we switch it up throughout the year.
Ben, Trevor, just what do you like about fishing? Who introduced you to fishing?
So I didn't really have much family with fishing. I have a lot of family. They didn't fish. So it ended up, I was in high school before I really got into it, and it was a buddy and his dad was who I really spent a long time with fishing. What I enjoy about it is just being there, just being outside. I'm one of the rare ones that I don't care if I catch a fish.
Hello, Ron. I guess you got Brent on the show now, too, right?
We're looking forward to getting him on.
Okay. Well, we're about to close up here and go on that first break. Trevor, who introduced you to fishing?
So that would have been my father. He pretty much took me fishing from a pretty young age, along with some local farmers around Rice and Reno County, where we farmed. They let me fish on the Little Arkansas and everywhere that kind of connected on their property, and just introduced me at, I think, starting at age 4 or 5. And so I've been out there fishing, and I'm kind of in the same boat as Neely here. I don't really care if I go out and catch a trophy fish or catch a fish at all. I just enjoy being out there and getting to relax.
All righty, guys. Really appreciate you being on the show and looking forward to having you on again, maybe in the future. So let's go to that first break, Ron. Appreciate you.
All right. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and local. It's 845.
It's Polaris Model Year End at Express Tire and Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on model year-end 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock razors, like 4200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Picture this. A room transformed, a cozy haven for your family and friends to gather. With the Magnolia Home Paint Collection, curated by the one and only Joanna Gaines, you're not just painting walls, you're creating a canvas for memories. The Magnolia Home Paint Collection is now available at your local Ace dealer, Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Live and local, What's It Outdoors from Payrock here this morning, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, well, it more than likely isn't around. And by Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew there take great care of you on East 12th near the water tower. Phil Totten, it mentioned at Payrock. And we've got Brent Frazee in now, and we have a listener on the line with a question for you, Phil.
Yeah. Hi, Brent. Hi, Phil. You both know I'm an avid trout fisherman, and I even run a guide service, but this year's trout that I caught were quite unusual. And the thing about it is, the limit that I caught of trout were not only bigger than usual, but they were pink like the fish I catch in Montana, and they were delicious. And now, how does that happen with the stalker trout? They were absolutely delicious and much different than any stalker trout I've ever caught before from you. It was a real curiosity.
Well, sometimes that happens. Just so like with what I call razor-release quail, razor-release birds, some things that are grown in captivity will be a little bit different in flavor than something that's out there in the wild. Trevor, can you hit us with that answer, Mr. Hartman?
I'm not as well-versed on hatcheries. I know different hatcheries do raise different kind of crossbreeds of trout every so often, so it may just be a different brood stock in general.
In general, the thought in Montana, I go to the Blackfeet every year, and they attribute the freshwater shrimp to causing the fish to be pink, just like it causes flamingos to be pink.
Okay.
I can't imagine that there was freshwater shrimp in stalker fish, but they were absolutely the most delicious trout that I've caught in a stalker situation. They were just incredible.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll pursue that a little bit more. Thanks so much for calling in, Bill.
You bet. Thanks, Phil.
Hello, Brent. Are you still with us?
I'm here, Phil.
How you doing, partner?
I'm doing great. A little cold and dreary here. I don't know what it's like there. Is it still raining?
Well, it looks like it's lightening up just a little bit from when I drove in from Council Grove. But like I mentioned at the start of the show, we really do need the rain. Brent, of course, listeners, we're talking to Brent Frazee. Brent wrote for the Kansas City Star for like 38 years. It's funny, when I first met Brent, I've been following him forever. I was surprised I was older than him, so we've been around quite a bit. But one of the things I used to
always... you're my father figure.
One of the things I used to always like Brent's stories was he was getting word out to young anglers, to new people fishing. And with that, this time of year, he would have a list of what's new that you might think about buying that young angler in your life for Christmas. So, Brent, what have we come up with this year?
Well, I tried to put together a list of things both for experienced hunters and fishermen and then some of the younger folks, and tried to come up with things that are affordable. I mean, not any $1,000 gift ideas or anything like that. You know, the first thing that I came up with is, I came up with some of these based on what I use out there in the outdoors. And with all the talk about exposure to sun and how bad that can be for you, I have been wearing a sun shirt lately. My dogs just saw somebody taking a walk. I've been wearing a sun shirt, which is absolutely wonderful. Lightweight. It's from Hook and Tackle. And it's long sleeve. It's a hoodie. And it's treated with UV protection, and really pretty affordable, $55. But this thing, I used to think when I'd see people wearing that, I'd think, geez, it's got to be uncomfortable, you know, wearing that outside, that long sleeve shirt and a hoodie. But it is very comfortable, even on the hottest days. So I urge you people to take care of your skin and everything, because I'm hearing more and more of my friends that are are having trouble with skin cancer. So that's one easy way to do it and to make a nice gift. Okay, a lot of your listeners, Phil, crappie fishermen. I'm going to tell you this is open to debate because every crappie fisherman has his or her favorite fishing rod, but I haven't found anything better. It's the St. Croix Premier Power Light spinning rod. It's not an ultralight. It's the next step up. And that's important because I don't like ultralight rods that are like spaghetti. I want a little backbone when I set the hook and everything. And these things are super, super sensitive. They're super sensitive. But yet they do give you some backbone when you're fighting a fish. They're lightweight, one of the most lightweight rods I've seen. Yet they're powerful enough to bring in a surprise bass or walleye. Sells for $150. So again, St. Croix Premier Power Light spinning rod. Also, for the crappie fishermen, we're going to pair up that St. Croix Premier. We're gonna pair that up with a reel. And one of the reels I really love is the Fluger President reel. Again, affordable, but but still very reliable. Has a great drag system on it. Stands up to regular use. I've got President reels that I have been using for 5 or 6 years and still haven't had any trouble with them. So that's something to match up with your St. Croix Power Light rod. Also for crappie fishermen, every crappie fisherman out there knows that Bobby Garland is making some of the best plastic baits known. And there, if your listeners are saying, where do I start? What do I start with? Bobby Garland has a 158-piece deluxe crappie kit. That kit includes an assortment of company's best-selling plastics, bobbers, and jig heads. So you buy this if you're just getting into crappie fishing and don't know what to use. This comes with an assortment of colors and will give you something to get started with. You know, you can just take this little kit down to the docks with you and just experiment with some different colors and things. And it's a great way to get started. For gifts under $25, there's a little gadget here that I think is really cool. Cabela's has come out with a collapsible. It's a combination lantern and spotlight. It's collapsible, so you can put it in a backpack for camping or break it down for your tackle box or something like that. But it's battery-powered. And you get to where you're going, you pull out the thing, and you've got a mini lantern there, or it's also doubles as a spotlight. So that's pretty nice. It's ideal for packing when your space is kind of limited. And the best thing is it only costs $10. So if you got that person on your list that you don't want to spend a lot of money on, that's a pretty neat deal. Another gift idea under $25. Bass Pro Shops now has come up with a 3-pack of LED flashlights. Again, perfect for the outdoors person who is always misplacing his or her flashlights. which I definitely fall in that.
As
in
we
that
get
category.
Older, Rich, you know that over. It's misplaced in any.
Flashlights are small, but they're durable, and they provide plenty of light. So for $20, that's a deal. That's a real deal. And every outdoorsman can always use flashlights.
Brandon, for the hunter. I appreciate you being on the show. We got to go to our next break. I do want to have you on right when we get back, and our time's getting short.
Okay.
So hang on for a minute.
Okay.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. It's 8:56.
Make that list, check it twice, and when you panic about who you missed, just head to Bluestem Farm and Ranch. They've got everyone on your list covered, from on-trend Western wear to the latest in-grill technology from Traeger. And right now, even the kids on the list are covered with great toys. Shop for the best in toys from Ertl, Melissa and Doug, Little Buster, Briar, and more at amazing prices. This season, shop smart, shop Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
It's Polaris Model Year End at Express Tire in Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on Model Year End 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock RZRs, like 4200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
KVOE Live and Local, What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. Once again, back out live to Payrock, Phil Totten. Phil.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Brent, well, you just did a program. You just wrote a story for Catfish Now about getting young people fishing. Just how important do you think it is to get the kids of today out into the woods?
Oh, just really, it's critical. But before I go any further on that, the only drawback to that story is I couldn't find any good-looking guys to pose for a picture, so I had to use a picture of this Kansas guy. It was kind of homely and everything. You know who I'm talking about.
Brent, we don't cast stones on this show, you know that. But I really appreciate, you know, what you do and your tutelage to me through the years. And I really appreciate you helping us get the word. You know, Brent, that at a young man 16 years ago that we both fell in love with, him and his family, Bo Warnt, was a victim of a poacher. And that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
To the end of the show. It's been 16 years, and yet,
wow,
County, we had one heck of a poaching incident going on. Hunters, listen to me. Do not shoot off the ropes.
I remember. I did a big story on that. It was tragic, but yeah, you were asking about that in all seriousness. And Phil, you just worked tirelessly to get kids and their families outdoors, and I've always admired that about you. I mean, you do such a great job, and you touch so many lives. I mean, it's a great ministry. I mean, getting people outdoors, especially in Kansas, because these kids are growing up in a place where they've got fantastic opportunities, you know, not only with hunting, but also with fishing. I mean, these reservoirs are full of catfish, and they're also full of crappies. But yet, a lot of parents, maybe they don't do it. Maybe they don't fish, and they don't know how to get started. So it's important to teach not only the kids, but the adults, to teach them the ways of the outdoors, get them enthused, and then they're going to have their kids enthused too. I don't think just going to a one-day kids fishing derby is going to be enough. I mean, I think we need to work with these families and you know, give them opportunities and show them how to do it. biggest thing is to show that parent how to find success. If that happens, they're going to be down at the lake on the weekends. They'll enjoy it themselves, and they'll be eager to pass it on to their kids. So, yeah, very important.
Well, Brent, appreciate you. Can't wait to get another day out into the woods and on the waters with you. I always like visiting with you, and thanks for being on the show. Ron, that ought to do
it. I've enjoyed it as usual.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Good job there. Yeah, Phil, good job. Good to hear from you from Payrock out there today.
All righty. We got another meeting with a professor here shortly, so you'll be hearing more from Doc Martin.
Yeah.
Payrock.
So yeah, let us know how that goes.
All righty. Listeners, you have a good Christmas. Looking forward to seeing you in 2024.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
You too, Ron.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. KVOE Live and Local. Time for the local headlines here, brought to you by Brady Parks Rock and Dirt. If you need a great gift that's outside the box, how about a load of rock or dirt? That'll do. Call Brady today, 343-5050. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, here's Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody. Right now, we're still awaiting final details, but we can tell you that one person's been taken to Newman Regional Health for observation and treatment after a three-vehicle wreck that happened at South and Congress just after 7:30 in the morning. Again, full details coming shortly. Emporia Fire called to handle a structure fire dark and early this morning in the 2000.